Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, September 12, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Tips for Divorced Dads and Other Caring Parents, with my guest, author, speaker, and trainer, Tommy Maloney. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. Whether you're listening live on the phone, on the website, maybe you're over there in the chat room listening to the show, or listening from the archives or your iTunes account. Wherever you are at this moment, I am so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Right under my photo, you will see a number of ways to keep up with the show. One of the easiest ones to use is just click the follow button, and each week you will get an announcement and a reminder of that week's upcoming episode. Now, how cool is that? Have you always wanted to write a book, but you hesitated because you didn't know how to get started? Or maybe you're one of those people, like many of my clients, who have been writing pages and pages for months, some even years, but don't know how to get your book published. If this sounds like you, I invite you to get your copy of the Home Study Workshop, How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. That covers all of us, I think. Now, in this workshop, I will show you how to go from choosing your title to getting your book written quickly and marketed effectively. Most important, in this workshop, I'm going to tell you how to get started earning money from your book before it's even finished. You can go over and download your copy of the Home Study Workshop at my website, www.abookin90days.com. As soon as you place your order, you'll be able to download the course and get started right away. Now, if you live in the Southern California area and would like to take this workshop face-to-face, the live version, I will be offering it again on Thursday night, September 29th, in Fullerton, California, at Cal State Fullerton. You can get that information also right there on abookin90days.com. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it, all of those things that contribute to lasting happiness. Today's episode is Tips for Divorced Dads and Other Caring Parents with my guest, Tommy Maloney, a highly successful corporate trainer and coach who has helped companies such as CBS Radio, Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, and United Rentals with their new hires, their technical support, and customer service. He is also an international speaker. And through his company, he brings his high-energy style of inspirational and down-to-earth approach with his unique brand of humor that everyone will remember, and we're going to get a little taste of that today. Now, Tommy is also a member of the National Speakers Association and the Colorado Speakers Association. In December 2010, he was elected to the board for the Colorado Front Range Toastmasters as the club's Mentor Master, where he's responsible for building mentors within the club, as well as creating a safe and fun environment for new members. He is also a volunteer member of a special organization called Watch Dogs, D-O-G-S. It stands for Dads of Great Students, where he spends time in his son's school. While going through his own divorce and traveling for work, Tommy created ways to build a strong bond with his son, Connor. To help others benefit from what he discovered, he wrote the book, 25 Tips for Divorced Dads, How to Create Special Memories and Grow Your Bonds with Your Children. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Tommy Maloney. Hi, Tommy.
Flora Brown, how the heck are you in sunny California?
Hey, I am doing great in Southern California. You're over there in Colorado, correct?
I am. I am enjoying our beautiful weather today. So thank you for having me. I am so grateful to be on your show.
Well, I'm grateful that you were able to come because this is an important topic. And when I read your book, I immediately saw that it applies to parents and other caring adults who care for children, not just divorced dads. But I know that you had a special reason for getting to this book. So could you tell us a little bit about what led you to write this book for other dads and parents?
Well, that's a great question because, yeah, how do I get to point A first? And so here's what happened was, like you're saying in my bio, Flora, is that I travel for work. I was traveling 100% of the time, and during that time, back in 2008, is when I was going through my divorce. And so I had to kind of figure out, well, how am I still going to be able to bond with my son, Connor, when I'm not even in the house, when I'm, you know, thousands of miles away? Or what I had done was, since I had no place to live, Flora, I would just stay at a local hotel. And I had to figure out, again, how do we have a relationship when dad's not around? And so that's how the book came about, where I would do little things on the road, like I would send him postcards. You know, he would have like Skype, a video conferencing, and so we would do that as well. So that's primarily how the book came up for, was, you know, I had a need, and through that, I want to take my need and share it to the rest of the world.
Well, I'm so happy you did, because you know that if you were in that situation, that there are millions of other moms and dads who are in similar situations. And you hit on the key, I think, and that is the little things that you do along the way are the things that really matter. Now, you mentioned in your book that your parents were divorced when you were 5 years old. What is your relationship today with your dad, and how has it influenced you as a dad?
Well, it's kind of funny now looking back at all the years, because I was raised in a situation where my mom would tell me that my dad didn't want to be a dad. So it was very easy for him, like you said, at the age of five, it's one of those memories I have in the back of my head that will never go away, is that the day he left. I remember that day. He had a trench coat on. He had a suitcase. We were living in Chicago at the time. And I watched him leave, and I didn't understand what was going on. Now take that 30-odd years later, on the day that, you know, my former wife asked me to leave, basically. So it all stems from that relationship I really didn't have with my dad until more in the adult world, I should say. He's actually one of a mentors for me for my business. But as much as we didn't have a great relationship growing up, Flora, he has become a wonderful and a fantastic grandfather to my son. And there's one of the talks I do is called Breaking the Cycle, and it's actually where I watched my dad go from somebody who I didn't have a relationship with and we didn't even try to build a relationship, to a guy who is just a doting grandfather. So to answer your question, the relationship at the beginning wasn't really wonderful until probably in my late 20s, where we did start to connect. And especially, unfortunately, going through the divorce, he was one of those people, alongside with my mom, were people I could talk to and ask questions about. So right now, my dad and I, we've talked more, oh my gosh, it's past 3 years than we did in our past.
That's wonderful. Then this is one of those happy endings that we enjoy hearing, because so many of us, I'm sure, have had similar experiences in one way or another, because as young children, when our parents have conflict, divorce, or whatever, we don't understand what's going on, and many times they don't know how to deal with it. So this is where your book is very helpful for parents who are facing that dilemma and wanting to do some kind of bonding. So could you share with me from your book which three tips are the most meaningful to you and why?
Sure. I guess from the book, tip number four, which says, tell them every day you love them. And that was one of those things, Flora, that I put in the book. It's kind of one of those duh moments, because do you really have to elaborate on that? And that's something that I do every day. I call my son every single day. Now, the flip side to that, Flora, is am I going to reach him every day? No, but I make sure on the message that I let him know that I love him.
Yes,
and that is
wonderful.
So vital.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is. It is just one of those things where kids don't get that every day. They don't hear that every day. And so that was one of the most important tips I thought I had to put in the book, was letting your kids know you love them every single day.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
Tip number 16. Yeah, 16? Tip number 16, Flora, is one I kind of chuckle about. It says, teach them the importance of being physically active. As somebody who travels a lot, I have to kind of try and maintain a physical balance. But the thing is, Flora, in our country, we have all these obesity rates.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at statistics, you know, a fatherless home is going to increase a child's probability in that area. So I make sure that, here, a quick example, Connor was over this weekend and we walked. I walked, he rode his bike, it was a beautiful, gorgeous weekend here in Denver, and, you know, he rode his bike, I walked, I mean, we got out, we went to one of the local parks, and so that's something that I incorporate every visit with him, is we have to go out and do something. We have to, if it's something like playing a little street hockey, playing a little catch, going to the parks. So it's things like that. I find it's a necessity, again, building a positive role model image and letting my son know that you really do need to be, not only school, how important school is in education, but having an active role in being physically fit.
That's good.
And let's see, one more tip. Tip 22. This is one that I really had to struggle with at first, and it says, take the high road. Divorce is about co-parenting and being focused on the kids' needs. And, you know, Flora, at first, there was so much hatred and so much anger. You know, it's common when you get divorced, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was really hard several times to take that high road, but I've accepted it, and there are times where, you know, I'll be the first one to admit, for when I'm wrong, and it was even harder to say that to a former spouse, going, yeah, I'm wrong, you're right, again. so that for me was a little self-diagnosis that I really did have to take a step back and go, you know what, she's not going to change. That is not why I'm on this planet. I'm not here to change her. I'm here to, you know, build my relationship with my son. And when there are times where I do have to take a step back, I have to just remember one thing. It's about my son.
That's right. And building his foundation for his future as an adult. That's very important. You know what? My favorite one from your book is tip 20. Fast food is too easy. I like that one, because when you are in a situation where you only get to visit with your child once or twice a month, whatever the schedule is, boy, how sad is it to run by, get fast food, and gobble it down when you have an opportunity now to cook something together, and it doesn't have to be fancy. I like your tip about, instead of dropping $5 at a restaurant, to go get some 99 cents box of mac and cheese or whatever. Does not have to be fancy, but to turn it into a cooking the meal together, because now you're accomplishing more than just getting them away from fast food. You also are teaching nutrition and you're bonding. There's wonderful bonding that goes over food, over food preparation. So that was my favorite one. I like that a lot. So thank you.
Well, I get that because growing up in a, you know, it was just my mom and I, and my mom, bless her heart, she worked two jobs and
yep.
also was going to night school. So I had to learn some cooking tips. And just real quickly, I'll tell you, Flora, we were at the grocery store and I bought one of those pizza kits because I didn't want to go out and go to the local place and buy a pizza. And exactly, I wanted to make something. And the funny part was, this was the first time I was doing it. He was helping and I'm reading the directions and I ended up reading the directions wrong and I had to improvise. And it was funny because after the pizza dough came out, I put the sauce on, put it all together, and I cut it up. And he goes, "Hey, Dad, this is pretty good." I'm like, "Oh, my gosh." So it is. I mean, it's a great experience. I mean, you know, I remember my dad when I go visit my dad. He also enjoyed to cook. The one thing I always remember is how he made tomato soup and he accidentally used buttermilk instead of real milk. And, so, again, there's a life lesson right there for all the people in your audience. Don't use buttermilk when you make tomato soup. Free tip right there.
But you know what? I bet as adults that some of our fond memories are the ones where we were either cooking together or bonding over meals. You know, those are some of the fond memories, and we need those memories after we become adults to sustain us through the hard times, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, I totally agree.
Now, since you've finished this book, you've been doing a lot of professional speaking and writing another book. What types of groups benefit most from your message, and how would listeners get in touch with you if they want to bring you in to speak to their group?
Well, I'll start the last question first. How's that?
Okay.
All
right.
My email address is Thomas Maloney, MALONEYJR, at yahoo.com. Again,
okay.
Thomas, MALONEYJR, at yahoo.com. A lot of the organizations I speak to, I have a great network here in Colorado where we have something called Colorado Dads Organization, which is funded through grant loans here in Colorado. And I speak to a lot of their organizations. We have actually there's a monthly meeting that I go to and talk to other organizations that are part of this wonderful group, and it's just a wonderful feeling knowing that you're someone on the right track, meaning that I created a business for dads and for single dads as well, and that they enjoy it, and they enjoy not only, you know, hearing me talk about how I can help them and how, because a lot of times, Flora, I learn that we forget about service. We forget about helping others, and that's all I want to do. I want to help other dads that have gone through what I've gone through, and as dark as it may seem to them, it will get better, and it does get better. And so either I'm speaking at an organization here in Colorado or I'm doing some coaching, some one-on-one coaching with a dad, and I give them some of the ideas from the tips, and you see the light bulb going, "I didn't think about that." I'm like, "Great, now let's initiate it." And so now, for example, Flora, the one about talking about using a video service, you know, like Skype or Yahoo Video Messenger, where you do have more of a face-to-face. I'm very fortunate because I live literally 3 minutes away from my son, and that was a conscious decision. because I just couldn't see myself being away from him. But I'm again very fortunate. But there are dads out there, Flora, who don't have that opportunity, who live, you know, possibly in California, and the kids live in New York, you know. These are types of things that I love bringing to dads and even moms as well. I've gotten some great responses back, like you were saying earlier. I mean, this is about helping the kids out, and it really, the more I have thought about it, it's not really, doesn't matter if you're a divorced dad or a man, it's about your kids and helping your kids and seeing them grow individually. So, again, a lot of the organizations I talk to are primarily men's organizations, but I love speaking to women, too, and letting them know, you know, there are caring dads out there. And let's try and get rid of that stereotype of, you know, the dad who's the deadbeat dad, never sees the kids, never, you know, pays the child support. It's not
That's
like
wonderful.
That.
That's wonderful. And I've noticed that more and more, and I know that it's one of those things that there have always been some caring dads, but I'm beginning to notice it more and more in the media and even on the street, just seeing dads out pushing the baby and doing things with their kids. I think that's so wonderful because there is such a special connection between children and their dads. This is different from their connection to their moms. I saw it in raising my children. There's just a different connection that's very important. Now, I want to ask you this. Is there a spiritual side to your message?
Well, I laugh just because I went to a Catholic high school back in Chicago, and it was really refreshing. And I'm not going to lie to you, Flora. I'm not going to lie to your listeners. I was there because I had some discipline problems, which the more I've thought about it, is because I was raised in a fatherless home. So I guess it was just a natural instinct to me to kind of act out. And so I went to a great high school, Carmel High School in Mundelein, Illinois. And so it was a religious-based school, and that was new to me. And I did find an inner peace several times through going through several classes where we did meditation and through Mass. These past couple years, it's funny, my son is more spiritual than I was, but I'm seeing more and more things in my life, Flora, that I cannot call coincidence, because I firmly believe there is a higher power, and you can call it, as Dr. Wayne Dyer calls it, you can call it God, you can call it Source, you can call it energy. That's how my life has really changed, and it's really changed probably, honestly, in the past 6 to 8 months, where I am becoming more and more spiritual, and that, again, I relate that because my son, he's just one of those kids that he asks those great questions, like, do you believe in God? And when I tell him now that, yes, I do, and he'll ask, well, what does it mean to you? And I'm sitting there going, here's an 8-year-old talking to me this way, and it's so refreshing. And we do. We talk about it, and we talk about spirituality and how important it is, not just like we talked earlier, Flora, about, you know, physical fitness, but your emotional and spiritual. And so actually brought a lot of spirituality into me, and It's a wonderful thing to being able to let go of your past and go, you know what, there is something out there. There is an energy out there. And so accept it, and I've accepted it.
That's beautiful. Now, what is the most important thing that you hope your readers will get from your book?
Wow. I would have to say, again, without a doubt, that, you know, again, this book comes out of my own personal need to help, and that the typical stereotype of a divorced dad is one who is absent, doesn't pay child support. I've ran across, since my my journey of this, of meeting some great dads out there who do make sacrifices for their kids and in order to bond with them throughout their kids' life. So what I want the readers to get out of this book is to understand that, and to use divorce as an example, is that for me, I had to learn that I was not the victim of this divorce. It was my son whose world kind of got shattered, where his world, as a young child of five, he had to grow up a little quicker than a lot of his friends. So again, I want the readers to be able to see in this book that it's not just about divorced dads. It's about helping our children out in the long run and serving our children to be healthy, happy kids and healthy, happy adults in the long run.
That's wonderful. And that's why when I read it, I immediately saw that it was addressing parents in general, because every single one of your tips can be applied, even if you're in a situation where there is no divorce. I mean, telling your kids you love them every day, going to fast food places less, and cooking together at home, all of those things are things we can do. We don't have to be divorced parents for that to be important. And I think too many of us, I'm the mom of four, and the grandma of three, now all of them are grown now, but I know that we take for granted so much that, you know, they'll know that we love them, and if we don't say it every day, how do they know? And
exactly.
It sounds like it's such a simple little thing, but I'll bet that many of the listeners don't say, until they read your book, don't tell their children I love you every day. And this is really something that's so easy to do. And even into adulthood, I mean, I tell my grown children when I talk to them, you know, I love you always, because they just need that constant. Who doesn't need that? We all need it. We can't take it for granted. I'm so happy that you wrote this book, and I want to know, what are you currently writing? I know you're writing another book, correct?
I am. Real briefly, I have actually two books in the process. The first one is actually co-authored my son. My son, who's eight, my girlfriend's daughter, who's nine, they created 10 tips of their own.
Wow.
From the kids' point of view going through divorce. So we're taking that, their 10 tips, we're creating a coloring book. I already have an illustrator who's already done with it. We're looking at the end of the year for that coloring book to be out.
Cool.
And then the other one for me is something you touched on earlier about being stay-at-home dad. So the title of the book is called So, in big letters, You Want to Be a Stay-at-Home Dad, because for me, that was totally on-the-job training, and it helped me build and bond with my son. So those are the two book projects I've got going on right now.
Wow. Now, how will listeners get a hold of your book? I forgot to. Do they need to email you, or where is it available?
You know, we have totally rebranded the business and the website, and so the easiest way to get a hold of me, again, is just through my email address, TommyMaloneyJr@yahoo.com, or they can contact me at area code 303-263-3118.
Oh, cool. That is good. Now, on your email, is it Thomas or Tommy? Which is the best way to say it?
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Oh, yes, okay. I just want to make sure of that. Well, we are at the end of today's show already, but I am so happy you were able to join us. I know the listeners have been enlightened and empowered. I know I have. Please remember, listeners, this show is available shortly in the archives under On Demand episodes. You can come back and listen, share it with your friends. I invite you to join me again next Monday, September 19th at 11 a.m. for another informative and exciting show. This is Flora Brown. I'm coming to you from Anaheim, California today, and I'm going to ask you to have a blessed week. Goodbye now. Every day you can choose.
HighlyAlivePodcast.com.